A major impairment now. I was made me think of Bigfoot, Sasquatch, who's in the forest, and then they say he's very big. So possibly, if they ever really found this Bigfoot, maybe he might be evolved from a big bear. I hope you heard me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have you very clear and nicely now. Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing to think about. It's a big Bigfoot really exists, and we ever get them? Where did they evolve? Or there's another being in Himalayas. What do they call? I forgot. Yes, the snowman. As they call them, some specific name also in that culture. And if you ever find those, where did they evolve? And all those questions and But the scientists are adamant that we all evolved from monkeys, and we all came from Africa. Okay, and that's also the other theory, that maybe we are not all from this planet. Some of us might have come from another planet, and especially American Indians. You know, the legend, even today, they say they have come from another world. And a bluebird came and took them, and they came to Earth. Okay, if you are from Mars, just imagine you are living in Mars. How does the planet Earth look like? Does it look like a blue something? Okay, if that's my feeling, that most probably American Indians have come from planet Mars. Okay, I'm not saying that's true or not, but this is just a joke. This is nothing though, okay, this is all my own theory I'm putting out today, okay? It's nothing to do with though or absolute, it's just my own thing. Just imagine you are living in Mars, and Mars is getting, the water is escaping, and it becomes drier and drier, and living is getting very desperate. Where do you go? Where do you come to Earth? With the water, and don't you send some, ship or thing to explore other planets, and you find, wow, Earth is full of water and life is abundant. Where do you go? And then you come to Earth with your ships, the Africa and Asia and Europe is full of people. And where do you go live? You land in America, don't you? As they have found in South America, there are amazing, huge marking on the Earth that you cannot see them while you are on Earth. But when you are in a helicopter or you are in an airplane or when you are in space, you can see those markings. Where did those markings come from? Who made them? They don't know. Could it be that people who came from Mars or from another planet, they made them as a landing areas, you know, for them? And again, another theory that they bring up, they say, American Indians came from Asia. I don't agree with them. I think American Indians came from United States, from American continent, and then went to Asia. That was, you can see the American Indian culture, even they found it 50,000 years ago, existed in America. And most of people who are related to American Indians are in the north of Asia. But can't you imagine doing money in Africa? Because they went from United States to that bridge, the ice bridge, to the north of Asia, and then they spread over there, and then they stopped when they came to India and Russia. And the only way they spread was the Chinese Khan. Okay? He brought them all the way to Middle East. And that's why some of the yellow place leave also immediately. So it's just a lot of things scientists believe that doesn't make sense. Okay? They have not completely recognized all these details. So I believe that American Indians came from America and came to Asia, and they came most probably from another planet. Okay. Actually, in Australia, the Bushmen are the only people that they can just store water in their body around their stomach and around their waist. That's why they don't need much of the water. When they get the water, they drink so much of it, and it just stores it like a camel. You know, because they have been living in a dry land. I mean, they came, you know, Africa, you know, Australia was a good place to be for them, because they were used to dry land and very little water. And we know very little water is in Mars. Okay. So this is just things to think about. And so the mission is not only, you know, dough and all that. So this is my theory, that I think that's how things happen. Okay. That's why I didn't want to leave. Some of your kids, maybe when they go to a school, they might consider pick up these ideas as a research, you know, ideas and research about them and give some, you know, write some papers about them, and maybe 10, 15 years from now, some scientists pick it up and think about it and say, yeah, this makes sense. How come, you know, there was American Indians in America 50,000 years ago, then the types of Homo sapiens were evolving in Europe. How can then they come from Asia to America? It just doesn't make sense if you look at those things in a deeper level, especially in the middle, and you connect it to the Akashic record. just think about it. This thing that we discussed today just makes sense. You know? So. Not even American Indians are not from this planet at all. They came from America. Even, you know, there's a possibility that the white man wasn't from this planet. You know, because you can find it in Iceland and Greenland and or, you know, Europe, which is a very cold environment. And then they came down to Europe and Asia and mixed it Africans, blacks, and created the race of the Greeks and Middle Eastern, which have a kind of a white and darker skin. And again, I'm going on and on about this, but again, if you look at the India, the people in North India are much dark, much whiter than the people in South India. The reason was the continent of India was in Africa. It moved to Asia. And the white man, of course, came to India. That the northern part is more like in Middle Eastern than southern part. So that again gives you another clue that there's a possibility that what I'm saying has some validity in it.